Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Big news in Chicago's local news landscape may reshape American journalism as we know it. You may have heard that on Tuesday night, WBEZ's board of directors unanimously voted to acquire the Chicago Sun-Times. The newspaper will become a subsidiary of Chicago Public Media, creating one of the largest local nonprofit news organizations in the nation. Now, to share what exactly this means for listeners and readers, we turn to Chicago Public Media CEO Matt Moog. And like all major deals, it's the fine print that matters most.
Well, the very recent news is that the board approved us moving forward, and we expect to close by the end of January. And at that point, the Chicago Sun-Times will become a wholly owned subsidiary of Chicago Public Media, but it will continue to operate independently. Nakia Wright will be the CEO, and she will join the overall management team for Chicago Public Media.
So both outlets maintain editorial independence, correct?
Exactly, right. So we also announced is that we're hiring an executive editor, separate ones for each organization to oversee the editorial operations.
And Nakia Wright, who you mentioned, CEO of the Sun-Times, she'll ultimately report to you?
That's correct, yes.
The deal's been described as a no-cash acquisition. What does that mean?
Well, it's a sort of immaterial amount in terms of a purchase price, that kind of thing. And what was very important here for the sustainability of the organization and to be able to invest in local journalism in Chicago was that we've been able to secure significant commitments from foundations and other donors to help support the operation and so that we can grow.
For those who might not be aware, take us back and tell us how the acquisition came about, the idea for it.
Sure. Honestly, it's rooted in the larger national conversation about the importance of local journalism as a public good, something that needs to be fact-based, independent, nonpartisan. And we started looking around as a public media organization at how we could play a bigger role. And Michael Sachs had approached us with an idea that there might be an opportunity to combine the Sun-Times with Chicago Public Media, and that's the point that we started really looking into this more closely.
Who's Michael Sachs?
Yeah, so Michael Sachs is one of the primary owners of the Chicago Sun-Times.
So even as this deal was being worked on, WBEZ and the Sun-Times, we've been publishing work on each other's websites. For instance, a WBEZ data analysis on COVID deaths was actually on the front page of the Sun-Times this week. How much more of that can we expect to see?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I get so excited by those collaborations. Another example of that was when a WBEZ reporter did a story on water debt in Chicago and its impact. And that also was a front page story with a multi-page spread. And both stories are great examples of how we can amplify the impact of the work that we do in both directions for each organization. So I'm very optimistic that we will see more of that. But those are ultimately editorial decisions that the editors of each organization will oversee about which content is shared with the different audiences.
Okay, something that's been on my mind is true consumers of Chicago news. They know that WBEZ and the Sun-Times, we each cover a lot of the same stories, right? Whether it be on the crime beat, education, something else. But our respective reporters, they tell them from different unique perspectives. Will that change?
No, I think the different unique perspectives are important. The distinct brand and value proposition of each organization, the distinct news judgment will be important to preserve. Both WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times have this incredibly storied history and loyalty literally built over generations. In our case, more than 50 years. In their case, over 100 years. And that's something that we really plan on investing in and leaning into.
Now, is there still no immediate plan to merge the newsrooms of the two organizations?
That's correct. So what we've talked about quite a bit publicly is that the organizations will be run independently, but that we will encourage collaboration. That might mean joint investigations. It might mean sharing content. And the details of that will really be in large part informed by and determined by the leaders of those organizations as they work together. We don't presume to know the exact best way to do this today.
Yeah.
But we're very focused on making sure that our employees have a voice in the best way forward.
Coming together as one newsroom does seem, though, like a natural extension of this new arrangement.
Well, so you'll have a voice, as will others in that kind of sort of long-term planning. But the first step is just building trust-based relationships and doing actual work together for the benefit of the community and seeing how that's received and how the work is done together.
So the Sun-Times will now be a nonprofit like WBEZ. How might that change the paper?
Sure. You know, as you know, we've been public media is a nonprofit organization. We've been that way for a long time. That means that our first priority is not serving shareholders for a profit, but serving the public and providing a public good. And that kind of North Star and that mission-driven approach to journalism is consistent with the way the Chicago Science practices it. It's journalism as well, and something that we'll continue to do going forward. Because we're a nonprofit, it also allows us to raise money, both from individuals and from foundations and other organizations, to provide them with a tax-exempt status, those kind of things. So that can be very beneficial in providing a sustainable model for local journalism going forward. But just as we do with pledge drives and other things with WBEZ, we will be asking the public for support and to become members and donors to the overall organization to help fund the journalism that we do.
And the Sun-Times can no longer endorse political candidates. Is that right?
That's right.
What happens to their subscription model? Is that going to remain? And are WBEZ.org viewers eventually going to have to expect to pay?
First, let's start there. The WBEZ.org, the BEZ listener experience and experience on our website, our mobile app, will remain largely as it's been. There won't be any major changes there. And what's important for the audience to understand is that public media has long treasured the concept of universal access. Everybody has access to the content that we produce. It is a public good and should not be determined by somebody's ability to pay. We will bring that universal access sort of core value to the Chicago Sun-Times, and we'll work with their teams to find ways of introducing membership programs and other things to make the content as accessible to the entire audience.
Matt, the Sun-Times, it does have a pretty legendary ownership history, starting with Marshall Field III, up to more recently when a union and an alderman took ownership 5 years ago. So how do you think that this new ownership chapter is going to be remembered?
Sure. Well, the organization has sustained through such a long period of time and so many different owners. It's my hope that we can provide stability and sustainability for a very, very long time and help the journalists there practice their craft and serve the community. And given the Chicago Public Media's ability to both help raise funds to make that possible and to invest in a digital transformation to make sure that we're all reaching the audience on other platforms beyond newspaper and beyond radio is a very important step that both of us need to take in order to serve the audience of the next generation.
I've got to ask you a question that's buzzing around both newsrooms. Often a merger or an acquisition comes with overlap in some areas, right? And some positions end up getting eliminated. When I spoke to you about this in September, you said, quote, there are categorically no plans for layoffs. Is that still the case?
It is. Yeah.
How long would a no layoff rule be in place?
You know, no one can, you know, look, you know, years into the future and know. And what we're committed to doing is investing and hiring. As I've said several times, we will have more than 50 open positions that we'll be hiring for and growing. So while many people view mergers and acquisitions as something where there's consolidation and reduction, it's really the exact opposite here. And I think all of Chicago should be optimistic about the fact that we will be hiring more journalists, we'll be hiring more people for each of our staffs to be able to continue to deliver great journalism. So that won't change, and that to have a growth mindset is very important here.
Local newspapers have suffered sharp declines in revenue because of the internet, as we know. Print subscriptions, they've plummeted. Digital ad sales haven't made up for lost revenue. We've all heard about local papers across the country just shutting down or having layoffs. So what is Chicago Public Media's vision for how the Sun-Times could grow?
Sure. Well, I have a pretty optimistic view of things here. Is that, and other publications like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, the LA Times, the Atlantic, other major national publications have really proven the path toward reader and listener supported journalism. So our vision on that front is to really invest in the digital experience and make sure that it is really, it's compelling, it's relevant, it's easily available, and to ask the readers for support through those channels so that we can continue to deliver the high quality journalism. And that we're really, really excited about that.
Well, if this is successful, a lot of the buzz is that this could serve as a possible template for other struggling newsrooms around the country, right? Are you hopeful that this could become a model for local journalism?
We absolutely think it can be. There are hundreds of other public radio and public television organizations around the country. I'm in touch with many of them on a regular basis, and they've reached out. We've spoken to some of their boards, and all eyes are on Chicago in this respect. We are the first in the country to do something at this scale of this type. We think it has a tremendous amount of promise, and what we plan on doing is sharing all of our learnings with the larger public media community to help them chart a path forward as well.
You know, as we talked about before, these are two of the most well-known media brands in the city. They have very different reputations, though, don't they? Right? You know, I know that you see this as a strength, but some people might be wondering how two news organizations with very different priorities and styles can come together in this way, can align.
Well, at the heart of it, we share values around trust, around quality, around serving the community. All of those things are shared. And like you say, diverse perspectives and different approaches and serving different audiences is important. And a key aspect of public media and a key aspect of what we do is look to represent the community, the full community. And by this partnership between the Chicago Sun-Times and Chicago Public Media will allow us to do exactly that.
That's Matt Moog, CEO of Chicago Public Media. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt.
Thank you, Sasha.
Well, that's it for today's Reset. As WBEZ's parent company purchases the Chicago Sun-Times, we at Reset recognize the historic role of this newspaper in presenting life in Chicago communities, especially communities of color. So follow along as we track the evolution of this seminal moment in local journalism by subscribing to this podcast. And give us a rating. It helps people find us. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening, and please come back tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.